Hello, I'm Scott Cullen, and welcome to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your next order. In today's episode, we're going to look at some waiver wire tips for this week, injury updates, matchups, DFS tips for Monday. But first, let's take a look at the results from Sunday's games. And maybe the biggest surprise, Detroit wins 5-1 at Tampa Bay. You know, Anthony Mantha, Evgeny Namestnikov, and Luke Glendening each had a couple of assists for Detroit. None of them are having a particularly great offensive seasons, as you might expect, although Mantha obviously has the higher ceiling of the three. The problem here for Tampa Bay is they had Chris Gibson starting in it for them, and he had 13 saves on 17 shots. That certainly doesn't do the trick. Thomas Greiss, who's had a pretty rough season in his own right for Detroit, did turn away 27 of 28 shots. Columbus gets shut out 3-0 at Florida. For Florida, no surprise, Alexander Barkov leads the way. Back in the Panthers lineup this weekend, and he had a goal and assist in the win. Florida defenseman Mackenzie Weegar hit 2 assists. Obviously a lot of pressure, I suppose, on Weegar now that Aaron Ekblad's out of the lineup. But Weegar seems to be up to the task. And Florida goaltender Chris Driedger continues his outstanding play. He had a 32 save shutout in that win. And basically, Driedger continues to play well enough that he's going to force his way into playing time as long as Sergei Bobrovsky is running hot and cold. For Columbus, defenseman David Savard, who's on the trade block, was on the ice for all three goals against in that 3-0 loss. Washington wins 5-4 at New Jersey. For New Jersey, Travis Zajac scored a pair of goals. He's been, I suppose, quietly productive for the Devils. Defenseman Ryan Murray, 3 assists for New Jersey. And right winger Nick Merkley had a couple of assists for the Devils. There's sort of the way the Devils have been using their young forwards, there's always a chance that some of them could have some value down the stretch here. Merkley's one of those guys. Jesper Bratt is one. Yegor Sharangovich is one. Yanni Kukkonen. They've got a few options there to kind of keep an eye on. And really, we're talking deep leagues because these guys are available almost everywhere. Worth having an eye on what goes on with Nick Merkley the rest of the way. For Washington, Alex Ovechkin led the attack. He had a goal and 2 assists. Center Evgeny Kuznetsov had a goal and assist. Defenseman Dmitry Orlov had a couple of assists. It's the COVID violators edition of Washington Capitals hockey. Washington defenseman Brendan Dillon also added a couple of assists. Dallas lost 1-0 at Carolina. Carolina goaltender Peter Mrazek returned to action with a 28-save shutout. Well, and this is the strength here now for Carolina is that they have three viable options in net, and it's going to be up to Rod Brind'Amour to decide who's going to get the playing time, because Mrazek has typically been the starter. James Reimer has played okay this season, not great, but not terrible. And then there's Alec Nedeljkovic, who has really played quite well. And Nedeljkovic could be the one who's pushing Mrazek for playing time. Dallas goaltender Jake Ottinger, speaking of rookie goaltenders pushing for playing time, he stopped 37 of 38 shots in the loss. Ottinger's been really good for Dallas, and with Anton Khudobin on the COVID list, they need Ottinger to step in and play. And so the fact that he's just been able to play at a high level right away is really encouraging for the Stars' chances. Toronto wins 4-2 at Calgary. Austin Matthews with a goal and assist for the Maple Leafs. John Tavares with a goal and assist for the Maple Leafs. And William Nylander with 2 assists. In that game, the Tavares-Nylander-Galchenyuk line was the most consistently dangerous group for Toronto. Calgary defenseman Noah Hanifin on the ice for 1 goal, 4 and 4 against in a 4-2 loss. That's a tough day at the office. And then the flip side is that Toronto defense, Morgan Riley and TJ Brody, both on the ice for 4 goals, 4 and 1 against. Arizona wins 3-2 at Anaheim in overtime. And Arizona's offense was supplied by defenseman Jacob Chychrun, scored all 3 goals, maybe not expected. He's been a really good defenseman for Arizona this year, playing a solid all-around game, but also the fact that he's been able, he can score some goals as a defenseman go. He has 12 goals in 38 games. Now, you can't necessarily count on it on a game-in, game-out basis, but You know, 12 goals in 38 games put you up over 25 goals in a full 82-game season. So Jacob Chychrun stands out for that at the very least. Now for Anaheim, you got Trevor Zegras, had a couple of assists. And, you know, there was obviously there was lots of hype around Zegras when he started this season. And I was you know, front and center of those hyping him. And now he has 7 points in 17 games. It's not as though we can talk about him as a premier performer or anything yet. But he is starting to make some progress, I would say. He has 5 points in the past 8 games and 17 shots on goal in that time. And so Zegras should play a bunch down the stretch for Anaheim. So there's a chance he's going to have fantasy value. But I understand that he hasn't necessarily made it as an immediate star the moment he landed in the league. And then John Gibson returned to the Ducks lineup this weekend, which is, you know, good news for them in the grand scheme of things, because Gibson does give them a better chance to win games when he's in there. But anyway, that wraps up our Sunday action in the National Hockey League. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. And for me, I have been going to an outdoor boot camp during quarantine to try and drop a couple of LBs, and I've had some success. But part of the reason I've had that success is that I've made Built Bar part of my post-workout routine. It gives my muscles the protein boost they need. Now, they have, you know, amazing flavors. There's caramel brownie and cookies and cream and cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, apple almond crisp. The coconut almond chunk was the winner of Built Bar Madness, the brackets to go through. But in any case, go to builtbar.com. Use promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your next order. That is promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at builtbar.com. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. So let's take a look at some players you might want to grab off the waiver wire this week. And we'll start with Bruins center David Krejci. Go take a look at any Boston Bruins. They play 5 games this week. And Krejci has a goal and 9 assists in his past 7 games. Now, it's only his second goal of the season that he scored. So he's got 2 goals in like 30 games. But 10 points in 7 games. Bruins playing 5 games. Krejci is still a worthwhile at. Now, the other team playing 5 games this week is the Philadelphia Flyers. And that's a little bit of a riskier proposition. The most valuable Flyers are already taken, Giroux and Voracek and Farabee and Van Riemsdyk and Hayes and Provorov. Those are the guys who are already gone. Scott Laughton is one who's available. Now, Laughton has hit a bit of a slump. He has just 2 assists in the past 12 games. Now, he does have 24 shots on goal, 23 hits, and hits are sort of the big difference maker for Laughton in terms of fantasy. And so if that is a category that you might have a need with the Flyers playing 5 games, you might be able to get some decent hit totals out of Scott Laughton. But otherwise, it's kind of lean pickings about the players who are available in Philadelphia. You could probably grab a goaltender, but you know, do that at your own risk. Dallas left winger Jason Robertson is becoming a staple of the podcast, recommending him. He has 17 points in the past 17 games, also has 51 shots on goal. And the fact that he's been able to generate shots at that rate is an encouraging sign that he's going to be able to continue scoring points. Maybe not at a point per game level, but at a pretty high level nonetheless. Nashville right winger Eli Tolvanen. It's taken some time since he was a highly touted prospect and scored big in his first year after he was drafted in the KHL. But he is kind of getting an opportunity here with Nashville and taking advantage of it. Past 16 games, Tolvanen has 15 points, 7 goals, 8 assists. 8 of those points are on the power play. And that's really a difference maker for him. He's not generating a ton of shots, only 23 shots on goal in 16 games. And, you know, that to me would be a little bit concerning. But the fact that he also has a prime role on the first power play unit, that kind of offsets the shot concerns a little bit. And so Eli Tolvanen, worth your interest, as is Pittsburgh center Jared McCann, who has stepped in almost seamlessly for Evgeny Malkin since Malkin got hurt. And past 12 games, McCann has 6 goals, 5 assists, 33 shots on goal. And, you know, there have been times where McCann has been kind of thrust into a second line role and hasn't been able to produce. Well, maybe he seems to have found the right niche this time around, and he's been exceptional, playing really, really well in the absence of Evgeny Malkin. Now, each episode, I choose one player that is rostered in 5% or fewer of Yahoo leagues. Maybe it's a player to keep an eye on for the future, or maybe you need to race to the waiver wire to get them. Either way, likely available. And today, we're going to go with Ottawa defenseman Mike Riley, who's really been quietly impressive this season. Not only putting up points, but he's been driving play for an Ottawa team that doesn't typically drive play. And now Riley, with an expiring contract, could be trade bait. A veteran defenseman, expiring contract, those guys tend to be available and in demand. But Riley has 9 points in the past 13 games, all assists, and is rostered in just 1% of Yahoo leagues. And so if you're a little desperate on the back end, Mike Riley might be worth adding for now. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football is over, college basketball tournament winds up tonight, but the NBA and NHL are in full swing, and Major League Baseball has arrived. Now, BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Be a waiver wire winner with daily fantasy hockey advice from Locked On Fantasy Hockey. I'm going to give you tips, insights, and analysis for season-long and dynasty leagues as well as DFS. Follow the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. And send me your questions. I'm at @ByScottCullen on Twitter. The show is at @LO_FantasyNHL on Twitter. You want to fire off an email, send it to LockedOnFantasyHockey@gmail.com. So we've got, as typical for a Monday, we've got quite a few injury updates. We'll start with the Anaheim Ducks. Center Ryan Getzlaff and right winger Troy Terry didn't play against Arizona Sunday due to upper body injuries. Both are sort of on the lower end of fantasy range, but Troy Terry has had some moments this year where he has kind of showed flashes where he could have some potential. Minnesota right winger Matt Zuccarello out with a lower body injury. His production has been slipping a little bit lately anyway, but that's a pretty big absence from the Minnesota lineup. Nashville winger Victor Arvidsson suffered an upper body injury against Chicago Saturday. Not great news for Nashville, given that Philip Forsberg is also out already. Dallas left winger Jason Dickinson on the injured list with a lower body injury, and center Radek Faksa did not play against Carolina on Sunday due to an upper body injury. The Stars are getting pretty thin up front when they start adding multiple bodies to their injured list that is already pretty long. Detroit center Robbie Fabbri did not play against Tampa Bay on Sunday due to an undisclosed injury. San Jose defenseman Mark-Edward Vlasic suffered an upper body injury against LA on Saturday. And LA defenseman Matt Roy has landed on the COVID-19 list. Carolina left winger Brock McGinn left Sunday's win against Dallas with an upper body injury. And Columbus center Riley Nash left Sunday's loss at Florida with a lower body injury. Now, maybe the most notable injuries, absences, what have you, are the Vancouver Canucks. Canucks currently have 16 players on the COVID-19 list. This has happened with other teams this year, but as we get closer to the end, it gets a little more difficult for the math to work out that the Canucks would be able to finish their season. And I know the initial reports are that, yes, the league is going to plan on getting them into 56 games, but it seems less and less likely, even if it means that, they just take out a couple of the games that are against teams that aren't going to be competing for the playoffs, whatever. But even if everything goes right and the Canucks get back on track, it's worth noting that the teams that have had outbreaks, including like Buffalo and New Jersey for a couple, they've been crushed in the aftermath of a bad COVID outbreak. And so, and some of that could just be, well, you were off for 2 weeks in the middle of the season when everyone else was playing, but it also could have lingering effects of COVID too, when it goes through an entire team like that. And so this is going to be a difficult time for the Canucks, one, to just get through it and get healthy, but even when they come back, whether they're going to be prepared to handle it. So now let's take a look at the NHL schedule on betonline.ag for Monday. First up, Edmonton Oilers, slight underdogs at Montreal. They're +106. That might be the preferable side. I have Montreal very slightly favored, like -108. Not enough to take them for sure in that game. Boston's -168 against Philadelphia. Now my model has Boston -158, and it's so hard to take Philadelphia these days. You can't trust their goaltending as far as you can throw it. Try as I might, I don't know how far I could throw Carter Hart or Brian Elliott. And the Bruins, for a team who has had trouble scoring, they did erupt for 7 goals against Pittsburgh on the weekend, and maybe a game against Philadelphia is just what they need to get a few more guys on the board. Winnipeg is -203 at home against Ottawa, and now that's a pretty hefty premium to pay. And Ottawa, the argument I've made all year in games where you take Ottawa is, look, they're not a good team, but they have, they're competitive enough to play spoiler from time to time, and ask Montreal Canadiens about that on the weekend. And so in this case, like, my model is Winnipeg -164. It's a long way from -203. And so if you're inclined, you might be want to take Ottawa and, cross your fingers there. Colorado is -165 on the road at Minnesota. And that sounds like a lot. And yet my model has Colorado favored by even more, -179 there. And look, Colorado has just been incredible for about the past 3 weeks, playing at a level that is just none of the other teams in the league have touched it this year, I don't think. So, Minnesota, and Minnesota's a good team. So for them to be at home and underdog by that much is really something. Vegas, -133 at St. Louis. My model has Vegas -120. St. Louis is reeling a bit, and they need this to stay in their playoff mix there. But, they've kind of fallen on hard times, and it's going to be tough for them against Vegas. Toronto, -158 at Calgary, and certainly the game on Sunday night, Calgary didn't look terribly compelling, but neither did the Leafs. And so I wouldn't like Toronto at that price. My model has them at -128. Yes, the Leafs should be favored on the road, but maybe not by so much. And then LA -125 at home against Arizona. I have LA -142. You're catching Arizona in the second game of a back-to-back. So a little bit of an edge there. And as I always say, if LA is playing Cal Peterson, that improves their chances. So thanks to betonline.ag for those odds. Let's roll over, take a look at some DFS value plays for Monday. Skaters under $5,000 on DraftKings, and we'll start with Boston center David Krejci, $4,200 against Philadelphia. Krejci's overall production this season hasn't been great, but he has 9 points in the past 7 games going against a Philadelphia team that can't keep the puck out of its net. Not bad there. Vegas center William Karlsson is $4,900 at St. Louis. Jordan Bennington has struggled a bit for the Blues, and as they've started to kind of fall off the pace, and Karlsson does have 8 points in the past 10 games. Not playing at a star level or anything, but good enough that he could give you some value. Colorado right winger Jonas Donskoy is $4,800 at Minnesota. Now look, he hasn't scored in the past 2 games, so maybe he's just due, because before that Donskoy had 15 points in 10 games. This Minnesota team is not bad defensively, so this isn't but this is more about the Colorado supporting cast. I'm always looking out for value there, because when the big guns are firing, there's like a trickle down effect where the other guys for the Avalanche also get to contribute. Arizona right winger Phil Kessel is $3,900 at LA, and he's got like 6 points in his past 6 games, and there are times this season where I've seen Kessel's shot output, and it distresses me and thinks, oh, he's not going to be able to score when he's not generating shots. And then he'll go for a couple of weeks where he turns it on and gets some decent results. And so he's up to like 28 points in 38 games, which is all right. Maybe not exactly what the Coyotes wanted out of Phil Kessel, but also not terrible either. And so $3,900 against LA is not a bad value play. On defense, let's go with Ottawa's Mike Riley. $3,400 against Winnipeg. And as I said, Riley's got 9 points in the past 13 games. Drives play consistently for Ottawa. So not a bad value option there. But on the other side, Winnipeg's Neil Pionk is $4,700 against Ottawa. And now Pionk hasn't scored in a bit. But a home game against Ottawa is usually a pretty favorable matchup. And then finally, if we're looking for a value goaltender, An underdog will try Jacob Markstrom, who has struggled in his past 14 games. I think he's got an .875 save percentage. And so this isn't based on, well, Jacob Markstrom has played well lately. No, not at all. But he's $7,300 against Toronto. Maybe this is a chance for him to catch the Leafs on the second game of their back-to-back, although I guess it's the second game of the Flames' back-to-back too. But Markstrom will be fresh, and he can, maybe turn things around. I mean, he has enough of a track record that you can expect him to be better than a guy who's got an .875 save percentage in the past 14 games. Anyway, that will do it for today. Enjoy the games. You can check out my work at The Athletic and McKean's Hockey, as well as scottcullenhockey.substack.com. Also, check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball. We've got real games to analyze there, and lots of fun. So find these podcasts, subscribe, maybe drop in a 5-star rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis.